KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's cloudy, windy, and 59 degrees in Atlantic. There is a wind advisory in effect for the entire listening area. Beginning at 10 a.m. and running through 7 p.m. this evening, we look for isolated showers this morning. A high today near 80, winds out of the south at 20, gusting upwards of 45 miles per hour this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Pack. Red Oak Police Chief Justin Ramey says his officers were called this morning to the 1100 block of East Reed Street at around 5 a.m. for a report of a stolen vehicle. The 2015 black Nissan Rogue Sport SUV was taken from that area sometime after 2:30 a.m. today. The vehicle has Nebraska license plates UST046 and it has a small dent in the right rear fender. The SUV was unlocked with the keys inside. Anyone having information with regard to the vehicle or its location is encouraged to contact Red Oak Police at 712-623-6500 or the Montgomery County Crime Stoppers at 888-434-2712. A rural Cumberland family lost most of their possessions during a fire Sunday afternoon that destroyed their home. Friends of Peg and Daryl Schreier say the couple was left with the clothes on their back. If you are able to contribute good used clothing, contact the Cumberland Fire Department or Cass County Emergency Management Agency, and they should be able to direct you to where a drop-off location is. Peg Schreier wears size 10 jeans and medium shirts. Daryl wears 40s pants and extra-large button-up shirts, preferably long sleeve. The fire at their home, located at 67746 Quincy Road, was first observed just a little after 3 p.m. on Sunday. Firefighters from Cumberland, Mesita, Wyota, Atlantic, and Griswold responded. By the time the first crews and law enforcement were on the scene, the home was fully engulfed in flames. The 1920s home, which had been remodeled and added onto over the years, was unoccupied, that is, while the couple was out planting in their field. An initial investigation determined the fire appeared to be electrical in nature, but the state fire marshal's office was called in to assist in the investigation, and an official cause was not available Sunday evening. The couple was sleeping in a camper on their property last night. No injuries were reported after a fire Sunday morning heavily damaged the Super 8 Hotel north of Walnut. Doug Reed of the Pottawatomie County Emergency Management told KJAN News the fire was reported around 6:40 a.m. Sunday with smoke and flames visible. Reed said the first crews on the scene confirmed that assessment.
So their immediate actions were to evacuate adjacent rooms in the immediate fire area. The hotel was able to advise crews that they had 31 rooms occupied from the previous night's census. So all those rooms, everybody was evacuated from the entire hotel. And of course, you know, the rooms were checked and double checked, and that was done. So they started a fire attack about the same time.
Reed said late Sunday morning that crews were making some trench cuts in the roof and pulling the ceiling down in some areas to help ventilate the smoke. He said a dozen agencies were on the scene, including 9 fire departments: Walnut, Atlantic, Marnie, Oakland, Hancock, Harlan, Avoca, and Shelby, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, Iowa State Patrol, and the Pott County Emergency Management Agency.
So we have a total of 36 trucks on scene working and 75 personnel working emergency operations right now. And we've got another department that's on their way here to help provide some mobile air support to fill up, you know, the SCBA cylinders that the firefighters wear inside when they're doing operations, and to have some more people to help refresh crews and things like that.
There are no fire hydrants nearby to draw on. Reed said the fire is believed to have been started on the north side of the pool area. The cause of the fire won't be determined until an investigator with the state fire marshal's office is able to make an assessment. Water was provided by the Cenex store in the area of the hotel, and coffee and food was made available from Imogene's restaurant across the way from it. Roberto Jimenez from Galveston, Texas, was staying in the hotel while working on the Elite Octane ethanol plant in Atlantic.
I woke up this morning around like 6-ish and to like smoke in my room, but it's like, it smelled like barbecue at first, but and then I realized the room was filling up with smoke, and I went outside to go check out the hallway full of smoke, and then the door shuts right behind me. And so I couldn't grab none of my crap. So, hell, everything, I'm waiting to see if my stuff's still good inside there right now, you know, but it was just more of like, It was a rude awakening for everybody.
Jimenez said when he came outside only in his shorts, he saw flames shooting out of the pool area. He ran barefoot and without a jacket, but was given one to keep warm. Firefighters were recalled to that Super 8 hotel north of Walnut at around 5 a.m. today for a rekindle of the fire that originally started Sunday morning. Walnut Fire Chief Justin Tooley told KJAN News today the fire rekindled inside a wall of the north building, most likely due to the shifting winds. Walnut firefighters had the flames doused in less than an hour and were back in the station a little after 6 a.m. And unlike Sunday, no evacuation of the hotel was needed because the building had been blocked off and no one was staying there. And there were no injuries reported from today's firefighting efforts. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese said the Atlantic Yard Waste site near the Schulberg Recreation Area will remain closed today due to the strong winds. McNeese said, "I cannot allow more fuel to be added, causing more fires and the potential spread to the river and river end at Schulberg Recreation Area." The chief says the yard waste pile will reopen as soon as possible once the danger has passed. The site was closed Sunday afternoon. In our funeral announcements, Roland Putney, age 76 of Menlo, died Thursday. Funeral services for Roland Putney will be held today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Connie Beamer, age 58, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Connie Beamer will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Former Iowa Supreme Court Justice Jerry Larson, age 81, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Jerry Larson will be today at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Irene Margaret Buckley, age 65, of Harlan, died Friday at Mercy Hospital. A mass of Christian burial for Irene Buckley will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Larry Hardesty, age 71, of Corning, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Larry Hardesty will be tomorrow at 11:30 at the Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning. Sarah Burney, age 39, of Kansas City and formerly of Atlantic, died Thursday in Overland Park, Kansas. Memorial services for Sarah Burney will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Howard Getch, age 90, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Specialty Care. A mass of Christian burial for Howard Getch will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Robert Bob Warrior, age 92, of Fontenelle, died today at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Bob Warrior are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Cheryl Watson, age 69, of Anita, died Saturday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Cheryl Watson are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.